It is 9:04, and in the studio now is Baxter County Judge Kevin Liddy and Heather Loftus for another of her award-winning interviews.
Yeah.
Good morning.
I was joking with someone I saw earlier this morning. I was like, I could not formulate words during my interview with the sheriff yesterday morning. So hopefully I've made better notes this morning for you, Judge. Hopefully I'll do a better job. Hey, Kim, I would like to take a moment and thank everyone who submitted questions. Judge, I mean, I have like a handful of papers over here from everyone. Yeah, so thank you very much. We appreciate that. We had intended to have Mayor Hillary Adams in studio tomorrow morning as a preview for City Council. We just got notice that City Council for tomorrow night has been canceled due to a lack of agenda. So we'll wait and interview the mayor in 2 weeks because Council meets every other week. Mayor meets a lot more than the judge.
Yeah,
judge
they do.
Only,
they sure
only
do.
Do once a month. I mean, what's the deal?
I don't know how they create an agenda like that. You know, ours was pretty light last night, 30 days, you know, 30 days into it. So, but anyway.
Most of the questions we receive, Judge, have to do with Road and Bridge Department, which I'm sure you could have guessed that from the top. But I want to run through some of these questions. We have some specific roads that I want to talk about. One is County Road 25. I have several questions about that. I won't read all of them, but can you tell us about what's going on County Road 25 and what the plans are?
So anybody that lives on that last little over a mile that we haven't completed, they're going to be happy with what I have to say here. So when I became judge in 2023, that was a state aid road. And if nobody knows what that means, we can qualify for state aid, which is state monies, on any road that connects a state, two state highways, or a state and U.S. highway. That was one of those roads. That project was started prior to my arrival in 2023, and I've worked on it a little bit every year since with state aid money. Last year, I worked on it strictly with county money because I know the folks that live out there want that road done. So I used, you know, about $250,000 last year of just county money to go another 2 miles on that road. And that whole road's about, I think it's about 9 miles all the way across there. But what had happened last year is we lost our state aid, or I say lost it. We didn't get state aid last year because the state and my predecessor had committed our state aid for 2025 and 6 to Cope Road in southern Baxter County. No choice of mine. It was done before I got here, and I was going with the program. That job is still not started to date. So this year, I had another road project for state aid, and I received more state aid this year than I have in previous years because I missed out last year. So that state aid is going to County Road 57, which I know a lot of people appreciate what we're doing down there. But we got about $500,000 of state aid going to County Road 57, which runs from Shady Grove to the Four Corners. And that road was in dire need of repair. So we're going to finish County Road 25 within the next 2 weeks. That's on our list. But we're going to do it on our own dime instead of using state aid money. So that's why it's taking a little longer to finish that, because of the little hiccup with the Cope Road and not getting state aid last year. It would have been done last year had we got our state aid. It takes money to complete projects, and if we don't have it, we can't do it. But I appreciate you guys being patient. I know it's been that live up there, and I know it's been a real inconvenience, but it will be done in the next probably 30 to 40 days.
For those of us that are directionally challenged, County Road 25 is where?
It runs from Highway 5 north to State Highway 201 north. So just north of the lab, about a half mile, you turn left on 25, it runs all the way across to County Road to State Highway 5.
I should know that road. I live right there.
So you know, if you enter that road today on 201 and start driving across it, you'll think, man, this is a nice road. But when you get to that last mile, it's not. And I'm sorry for the delay. It just takes money to get things done, but it will be finished within the next 30 or 40 days.
All right. So County Road 25, that'll be done in the next.
It's done. Yep.
All right. And then you mentioned 57 that connects Shady Grove to Four Corners.
Yeah, 57 from Shady Grove to Four Corners. So there's more to a road than just going in there and laying asphalt on it on these old roads. As you know, we have to fix the low spots. We have to fix culverts. Mm-hmm. We have to do the in-kind part of it when we get up grant monies from other entities. So we've replaced many culverts on 57, a lot of low spots. We've done the level A. We've prepared it for them to come in. And on a state aid project, a contractor comes in and does that. And they'll have that whole road done about 3 miles, and they'll have it done in 2 or 3 days. So
I'd like to read this question to you, sir. The Baxter County Road and Bridge continue to grade and put down new gravel on our road, Brushy Knob Trail, 1/3 of a mile, of which 90% of the gravel ends up down in the woods. This is a total waste of time and money. Why not pave it with asphalt, which is a more permanent solution? Also, we've had countless dead and rotted trees fall onto the road, making it a total hazard for everyone traveling up and down this road. How about asking the residents to pay for a part of the material to pave this one-third mile of a road?
Well, I don't like to ask residents for any more money than what they already pay in taxes. But if they volunteer, I'll take it. Mm-hmm. We have a road in northern Baxter County right now that we start building this week. We're finishing about 2 miles of a county road up in the Clark Ridge area that the residents put $80,000 into an escrow account that the county gets when this job is done. Mm-hmm. So I always say we'd be crazy not to take their money and go finish that road, because once we finish it and we're going to chip and seal it, it's maintenance free for several years at that point. I'm not going to ask for it because I think we pay plenty of taxes the way it is. We have 700 miles of roads in Baxter County, and about half, a little over half, is gravel. In my lifetime, they'll never all be paved. I wish they could be. I can tell you, I had the biggest budget this year in our road building program, but I've about depleted it already. And, $6 million budget when you have 45 employees and it takes about half of that to pay them, it just another $3 million don't go far as building roads.
Well, how do you address putting down the gravel on road when you know it's going to wash away?
Well, we live in the hills. We're not going to prevent it. A 1-inch rain, a 1-inch gully washer hurts us. A 3-inch gully washer hurts us. I talked to judges that live in the flatlands. He said it don't really hurt us that bad because it covers our roads up and we can't do nothing until the water recedes. Here it washes them. We have our own quarry. That's part of having a 45-man crew to continue to maintain them roads. That's something you'll never get rid of. We'll continue in my next term, which starts in January, a very aggressive approach to paving and chipping sealing roads. And I built my first road last year and paved it this year. I'm building my second road this year. And there for a while, there was no new building going on. It was just maintaining what we have. Mm-hmm. And a lot of folks know, and I do to myself, that a lot of our roads that's chip and sealed is beyond maintaining. They need to be redone. That's part of maintenance. That's why we have a crew and we work every day.
The second part of this about the rotted trees and the limbs and such, if county residents, if there's a county road to where a tree limb is impeding sight and view of sight, and you're afraid to turn one direction because the tree's right in the way, I mean, can they contact
they
the
can.
Office?
We,
is there a list we can get on?
Just contact us. If we'll go look at it, and if we deem it a hazard, we'll cut it if it hasn't fallen already. Mm-hmm. We bought a new grapple truck this year. That's what we hauled our brush with. That was $230,000. So we pick up trees, limbs, and that type of stuff weekly. With 700 miles of roads, there's always going to be a tree that falls, always going to be a tree that needs to be taken down. But if there's a tree that's a hazard on any road, call us and let us know. We'll take it down before it falls.
Why are county trucks allowed to be driven by employees outside of work hours for personal errands? I don't know if I... Again, I'm just reading a question that was sent
absolutely.
In, so I don't have any evidence of this, but this is a question that was sent
by a listener. So whoever submitted that question, I wish they'd come see me, because maybe they know something I don't. But I can tell you, in my first term as county judge, we do have several trucks that go home with employees, and we do have several employees that get called out for limbs in the road, trees in the road, these kinds of things. And we have grader operators that live in southern and northern Baxter County that it's more convenient for them to stay at home, mm-hmm. drive their truck up to their grader 2 miles instead of driving 30 miles to town and driving 30 miles back. But early in my first term, I took a truck away from an individual that works at Road and Bridge that's been a long-term employee for about 6 months because I found out he was doing things he shouldn't do with it. So if that person that submitted that question knows something I don't, come see me. Mm-hmm. I will fix that problem.
There's also some questions we received about working hours and shifts. And that your road and bridge department, they don't work a standard 8-to-5 shift.
No, they work Monday through Thursday. Yeah.
And what are the hours?
7 to 5:30.
7 to 5:30. Yeah. So there's some questions about maybe they don't work until 5:30.
Like I said, that question came from the same individual. Evidently, come see me if you know something I don't. I'll fix it. And I, as a county judge, cannot oversee 45 individual employees at the Road and Bridge Department, but I have two assistant and a superintendent that can, and that's their job to do. But if whoever submitted that question, my door's open. I'll come to your house, whatever. If you know information I don't, I'll be happy to listen to you.
Can you update us on the coroner's office that was discussed last night?
Yeah, so the coroner's office, so we've... with the previous corner, Brad Hayes, before he resigned, I committed to trying to help him create a fund to build a coroner's office. And having a previous law enforcement background like myself, I saw the need for a coroner's office. We have a very busy coroner's office. For instance, a lot of people don't know right now, the coolers for our coroner's office is located in our maintenance building. Mm-hmm. It's been there for years. It does not need to be there. Right. So I saw the need for it. So we started creating a fund and adding money to it. And like I said last night, I think we can build this coroner's office, which is going to be somewhere around the $1 million mark for and not touch our general fund, but for maybe about $200,000. We've used the sale of the old health department to the hospital to create that fund. We've added to it in different ways, and we had money left over from building the previous health department that we put in this fund. So, you know, we're not very far along in the coroner's building this coroner's office, but it is a project that's going to happen next year. We have an appointed coroner right now that's doing a good job for Baxter County, working well with myself, and then the coroner elect that takes over first year, Sarah, Miss Sarah, she works well with us. We've got a design that they think will fit the coroner's office, about a 5,000 square foot building, with the coolers and bays and such that it'll be built by the jail over by the sheriff's office. And you know, because law enforcement is involved a lot of times with the coroner's right. office, I think it's a real good place to have it there mm-hmm. so they can work closely together.
Have Brad Hayes or the sheriff, you speak about all these individuals, are they part of this plan?
No, when we first met with the new appointed coroner, Sam Siemens and Sarah, Brad had already left us at that time, but he came back and met with us along with the sheriff. And, you know, I saw some things in our first meeting that I think wasn't going to go well. And I didn't see any need in keeping the four together. Brad has left. I think a lot of Brad, he done worlds improvement to the coroner's office. But he's left, and Sarah's the coroner-elect. She's taken over the first of the year. They've created a plan that they think will work for the coroner's office. And sometimes when you get too many hands involved in something, it doesn't go well. So, if I'm making sense right there, I think it's best that we build the coroner's office how we're building it.
Judge, I appreciate you taking time this morning.
Thank you. Everything is going good in Baxter County, and I tell you, come see me anytime. The door's open.
Yeah, I mean, I encourage these listeners. I mean, if we didn't get to your question, or you had more specific questions, or you have specific things you want to speak to the judge about, I mean, go speak to him and get those questions answered. But, Kim, I would like to thank everyone who sent in questions. Obviously, this is a lot better interview than I could do on my own. So keep sending the questions in. I enjoy
them. They are helpful,
yeah,
aren't they?
They're great. Yep. We want to know what people want to hear. Yeah, we all live in different places in the county and all have different things. So it's great to hear about some of these projects that we were unaware of.
It's a great forum. You know, mm-hmm. we have this opportunity, so why not take it?
Judge loves it when I have forums, don't you?
I can answer questions easier than I can present to you.
That's very
Same.
True. That's
Same.
Very true.
Thank you, Kim.
Thank you both.